Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Scott Satterfield is the only hope for the University of Louisville athletic program. If that's your only hope, y'all in trouble.
Oh,
I mean,
stop.
You all are in trouble.
And James Strebel.
That dude's your only hope? Ugh. Ugh. Just wait for Monday. Then they'd be like, we have no hope. None. We're screwed.
Poor Mark Ennis, too.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Says that Beth Kellen got to watch the game on Saturday. Ellie had to clean the bathroom.
No, we invited her.
Cleaning the bathroom after process is done.
Oh. Speaking of process, he was there. So I was trying to get him. I was like, hey, you see that guy over there? I would just walk up to him and smile real big and say, hello, process.
They didn't want to do it. They're scared of him.
I was like, I don't know about that guy.
Oh, goodness. He's scared.
He's worried about
process. I don't
like
it. Hey, need to tell you about this. Real quick, with Kroger, our great partners at Kroger, food should not be an impossible choice, and yet far too many people here in Louisville struggle with having enough to eat. Kroger is proud to partner with their local food bank, okay, right here, Dare to Care, and ask you to support Hunger Action Month by donating, volunteering, and spreading the word. Right now, text DARE TO CARE to 56651. That's DARE TO CARE to 56651 to support access to healthy food at locations across Louisville. Just $1 can help provide enough food for six meals during the month of September, and Kroger will match every dollar donated up to $25,000. Again, that's Dare to Care at 56651, daretocare.org, or find them on Facebook. 437-9680 is the UPS jobs text line. Reminder, got some Monday Night Football coming your way.
Yeah.
Excuse me, as well tonight. I think Lions actually keep it closer than what people think, but the Packers win, and there's
ultimately
our analysis of all of that. Kentucky football on Saturday.
Let's go.
Here's what I want to do. I want to give our initial thoughts on Kentucky football.
All right.
And then I want you to listen to Liam Cohen.
Okay.
Does that sound okay?
I'm ready for it.
Is that something that's good for you?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
This is not a – I want to be clear with this, and I think people that listen enough will understand this. It's a different discussion with Kentucky, and eventually it may change. We may get to a point – in the Louisville season, to where we're analyzing more than just, hey, win the game in any way, got to get some sort of wins. If the expectations raise, then I think we'll start finally combing through the games a little bit more, like we maybe did the first couple weeks of the season. But for Kentucky, and Jackie, you go find my retweet of Justin Rowland and Vince Mero. It would have been from Saturday, I guess. It would have been from Saturday. I can't exactly remember. I should have did that during the break, but here we are now on the air. But this is not a one-week thing with me. I am viewing Kentucky in how you play matters. If I give you, well, Kentucky won, and that's my analysis, then A, I'm full of bleep. B, I'm doing you a disservice. And C, I am also not holding Kentucky football to any standard whatsoever. And that's the one thing that I'll be picky on, is when teams talk big bleep and they don't back it up, it adds fuel for them to be crushed. Go no further than Louisville. Mm-hmm. Louisville, it became very evident that they were confident with their football team, and you're through a couple games, okay? Hell, you're into the fourth quarter of the UCF game, and you're like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
Okay? But with Kentucky football, I'm treating them like a team that wants to try to win. I mean, the fans will say 9 or 10 games. I still think the 10 games is silly. In fact, right now, I mean, to me, the 9 games is silly. But this is now three games. It's now 12 quarters. That's a good sample size, and it's a good sample size because you're playing nobody's on your schedule.
Right.
And Missouri's a nice team, but Missouri's like fifth in the East.
Yeah.
They're fifth in the East. Like, they're fine. It's okay. Eventually, I mean, there's a little bit of a rivalry there. But that's where you are now. Three games in, and this team turns the football over so bleepy much, Strieble.
They're minus six on the season.
And it's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, they have they have eight turnovers. They've created two.
Yeah.
They have eight fumbles on the season. Four of them are lost. Could have very well lost the Missouri game because of one that was lost and because of one that was covered in the end zone. And from coaching, I mean, Mark Stoops, I did not think the in-game coaching week number two was that great with Missouri. And then we'll play the sound in a second. Liam Cohen, is basically admitting that the offensive game plan was complete crap.
Yeah.
And it's not only that. They got bullied around. And the thought process, and this is where maybe Liam Cohen doesn't understand. He's a new coach, a young guy. You give him the benefit of the doubt. I mean, he got embarrassed on Saturday.
Yeah.
They got embarrassed on Saturday. But they got pushed around.
Yeah.
And that defense has been pushed around all year. If you ask me, do I think Kentucky would beat Louisville? I still do. But if Louisville can get Malik on the edge,
yeah.
Kentucky can't stop anyone running the football. Kentucky doesn't create havoc on a consistent basis. Kentucky doesn't create turnovers on a consistent basis. Man, I don't know, man. Then you talk about Will Levis over the last 3 weeks. Listen, he made some big plays Saturday just to hold on to the damn thing.
Yeah.
But he's okay. But, yeah, I'm tired of hearing about the banana. Now we need to be a real quarterback now in the SEC.
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
It needs to be that. And I didn't love the way they played against ULM, but it's first game and there's so many new things and you got Wandell out balling and,
sure.
And there were so many shiny toys. Josh Ali was making plays.
It.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Missouri was built up to be this kind of game, and you could go back to, if you wanted to ignore everything, I don't mean you, but I mean BBN.
Oh, absolutely.
If you wanted
yes.
to, you could say, well, we should have blown them out. Yes, but you didn't. And those same inconsistencies that meant you had you covered late and were behind to ULM, the same inconsistencies that bit you in the ass almost to the point to where you gave up the game against Missouri, they kept going week three, baby. Week three was the same thing. Mm-hmm. It was the same thing. And that's how I view it. It's been 3 weeks. Yes, the offense is doing something that looks modern. Yes, Will Levis has a cannon. Yes, you still believe, of course, in Wandell, in Josh Ali. You still believe in Chris Rodriguez. I'm not calling people bums here. But the issues this team has are real. And they have manifested themselves in three games in a row to the point to where I am in South Carolina is one of those winless games where if you go win by a lot, I mean, South Carolina stinks.
No one respects
South Carolina
them.
May not win another game the rest of the year. If they do, it's Vanderbilt. Or their own ULM or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're not respecting South Carolina. So if you go up there and you win 27-3.
You should.
You should. But Kentucky won't do that.
You expect it to be close, right?
No, you expect this game to be close, and you would expect South Carolina to be able to score on Kentucky. And so, they played so bad on Saturday. If they would have faced a team just a little bit better, caught just a few more passes, they would have lost that game.
100%.
They would have lost that game, and they would have lost their season. And when you put that and you put that up against what they didn't do right in the first two games, man, I got to be honest, I don't have much confidence in this team. I saw the way Florida can run the football. Yeah. I know Georgia's beating you.
Yeah.
Okay.
That defense.
LSU will see.
Yeah.
I mean, those two games to me almost seem laughable.
Yeah.
If you're a Kentucky game fan, you want the game at noon against Florida, not at 7 o'clock on ESPN. Not at 7 o'clock on ESPN. Everyone be watching you do that.
Yeah.
Get blown out. I I feel like I've lowered my expectation with Kentucky a game or so.
It's
if you thought they were 8-4, I feel like it's 7-5. And that's not just, again, that's not 60 minutes of football. Even though it was bad on Saturday, it was three games of football.
It's a three-game compilation.
Three games of football.
Yeah, like you said, I mean, the turnovers are worrisome. Here's what I took out of it. Discipline issues.
I mean, they need a pick six like Louisville to win
the
game.
Yeah, they did. But they
was at a different time, but a pick six won both of the team's games over the weekend.
Turnovers are discipline issues. Penalties are discipline issues. Having 12 men on the field on your defense is a discipline issue. What did Mark Stoops get harped on all offseason? Discipline. Control your coaches. Control your players off the field. Now we're seeing discipline issues manifest within a football game. Because that's what turnovers and penalties are. That's not scheme. That's not having better players or worse players. That's mental toughness and making sure your guys are in the right positions doing the right things. That bonehead personal foul call when that offensive lineman after the play goes and shoves a Chattanooga player in the back, that's crap. Stoops jumped his ass when he got on the sidelines, and he should have. There needs to be more of that. You know, you hear people, oh, throw away the tape on that one, just move forward. No, watch the damn tape. Watch the damn tape. Sit everybody down in
watch
the damn
the
room.
Watch the damn tape. I want that on the shirt.
And look at the crap that you put on the field, because that was crap on Saturday. I'm with you 100%.
Yeah, the coaches are just as bad. Let's hear the Liam. I mean, Liam Cohn's admitting they weren't ready to play.
Absolutely.
Like, it was unbelievable. What do we have? Do we have, like, what, three clips?
Yes, we do.
All right, now I believe this is from Roush, who we have to get to at some point.
Well, yeah, he.
I mean, Roush, buddy.
He did some things on Friday night.
You
they
would
got
never
him
do that.
Crushed. Not like that. I mean, there's.
Do you want to crush Roush today?
No, I don't want to crush.
That
Roush.
Used to be a student of yours.
He did.
Do you want to crush him?
I don't want to crush Roush.
You want to crush
today?
A student of yours right now?
There's a difference between doing L's down and then like just taking pictures of the stadium and
of the empty stadium.
Yeah,
the Louisville football doesn't sell out. We know.
Yes, and, well, the Indiana Kentucky. They were empty on Saturday too.
And Indiana fans rip up the bleachers and think it's funny.
Then they won't be there next week.
No, they'll never be back.
They will. That was it.
First non-conference sellout since 1987.
That team sucks.
Sit in it,
Jack.
It's so bad.
I want you to sit in that vomit.
I will happily sit in that vomit
for the next
at
8 weeks.
Screen, and I was like, this is getting worse.
It's
like,
making
they came
me
out,
happy.
They came out.
The only bet Mitch is going to win all damn year. Like, literally.
Yeah.
He's going to be 0 for 172, but his futures bet on the under of 7.5 for Indiana.
That one's coming
is,
through, baby. Yeah,
that $12 bet is going to fetch him $24.50 at the stand. All right, so what do we have from Liam Cohen, who's got a great. 5 o'clock shadow.
Yes.
He just coached one of the crappiest games. I can't get over how bad they were.
They looked awful.
You should be embarrassed.
I was embarrassed.
I hope Kellen didn't watch the game.
He did. He watched it with Ents and I.
What an did? Yeah. Oh, my God.
He did.
You let Keller watch the game with Ents?
He did.
Oh, no.
To Ents' credit, he did not lose his mind. He didn't lose his mind to the postgame show.
How about that?
But during the game, he held it together.
Did he really?
He did. He did a good job. I got to give him credit.
All right, so what do we have here, Jackie boy? What sound do we have?
Kind of going into the game, we were trying to throw it a little bit more. We played such a physical game last week that the plan going in was to try to take some hits off of C-Rod, and the physicality that we played with last week that we loved, we were trying to, you know, I was trying to throw it a little bit more this game, just being honest. And, you know, that probably put some... you know, just a little bit, our balance got off whack, you know, and that was on me. I didn't call a good game. I felt like we had some good things game plan wise and the play pass and some of that stuff, and I didn't feel like I probably detailed the run game enough because I wasn't really planning on running it as much as we did last week, and I took these guys for granted in a few ways. I mean, they had a great plan on defense. They did some good things to combat some of the things that we did last week, and You know, that was on me. That's on me as a coordinator to get these guys right. And, you know, I thought our guys made some plays when we needed to, but the plan was to go in and throw it, not really run it as much. And then when you get into a ball game, you need to be able to run it. And we didn't really have a lot of great stuff that I felt great about as we did last week.
So what he's telling you are two things. Number one, Kentucky football could not throw to beat Chattanooga.
Mm-hmm.
That's number one. And number two, and this is the over, well, there's a couple things. The umbrella of all of this, is Kentucky football's never going to be good enough to where they can take days off and think they can mail it in and beat someone.
Never.
Okay? Like, this is the line. Yeah. Saturday was the absolute line.
Yeah.
One little slip one way and you're losing to Chattanooga. Like, that was the line there. The other thing, and I want to know if you picked up on it.
Okay.
It's something I've been harping about that has been obvious, and no one in BBN is talking about it. No one in BBN is talking about it.
Okay. And no, I
want you to think about it. Okay. What is it? There's something out there. He's taking hits off Chris Rodriguez. You know why? Because Kentucky football, who wants to run the ball, does not have a second running back.
He's it.
That's why.
No, no.
That should terrify you.
Yeah.
Louisville has more running backs than you do. There's no way to argue that.
Yes,
there is. They don't like anyone else on this team, Strieble. None of these guys ever play. They can't run the football. Unless it's him. Kvoskey Smoke stinks. Kvoskey Smoke's no good.
He's okay. He's no good.
He's no good.
He's Louisville's okay.
I'll take three running backs of Louisville's over his.
I disagree 100,000%.
No. Chris Rodriguez is good.
He is good.
But that's it. Stoops doesn't. There's nobody else here.
Smoke had seven carries for 27 yards.
He's all right. He's not
That's
good.
Not all right, okay. Sheeple. That's he's terrible. Okay.
No, he's nothing. It doesn't matter. He's nothing.
Okay.
That's how I view
that
him.
That aside, there's nothing he's done for me to combat that, so I'll leave that
no
alone.
Other running backs even touched it. Travis Tisdale, whoever the hell that is, has one carry for 4 yards. That's it.
And that's it. That's what's disappointing about this game, because I'd like to see more people.
Well, they went in and said, you didn't get to do any of that.
No.
And that's cocky from us, even having that take when it comes to Kentucky football.
I blame 90% of what happened on Saturday on the coaches, because they have – like you said, they don't have the position to walk in and just assume they're going to beat anybody.
I'd agree,
But they had – I mean, Liam Cohen put a pancake-ass bum plan together. Like, we're just going to go in there and just do whatever we want against them. Yeah, we'll throw the ball around. I can just walk in there. We'll do whatever. You got coaches like Vince Marrow running around saying Atlanta, SEC East Atlanta. They got these dudes believing that they're way better than they are. That's not how Mark Stoops – branded Kentucky football early on.
I actually agree with you. They had an edge.
It was us against the world. We had to be physical. We've got to bring it every game. None of this patty cake BS that we saw on Saturday.
Whining about not being in the top 25 after beating ULM in Missouri by 7.
I don't want to hear that crap. That's the thing.
Shut up. You're telling them to shut up.
You know who said it.
Kvoskey Smoke said it.
Yeah.
That's who said it.
Said what?
That's who said last week. Boy, that's great, Jack, isn't that?
Which one?
That's so perfect.
It's the one last week that was whined about
the top 25.
We'll prove it to you later on in the year, top 25 team.
They need to shove
like,
and play
dude, your coach
ball.
Doesn't want you to play.
Yeah, he doesn't want you to carry the ball. No, they need to shove up and play football. Like, I am so.
Shut up and play football.
I'm so angry.
Oh, boy, you are. You're simmering right now.
The way that these coaches approach that game, the arrogance that they brought to that game and didn't have their team mentally, physically, schematically prepared to play a
punk
team.
The players got blown up at the line of scrimmage.
That's on them. Part of it is, but they had the mentality like, we're just going to go out there and run. And they got smacked in the mouth, and they were shocked, and they didn't know how to get up off the mat. You get smacked in the mouth by a better team, and you're confused out there, and you're letting the coaches need to do a better job of getting their players prepared and putting an edge back on that team. That team had no edge other than shoving people in the back after the whistle blew. I'm disgusted by that.
Fake bully stuff.
You're getting shoved around by freaking Chattanooga and you pull that crap, I would have yanked his ass out of the game and he wouldn't have seen another minute. That was a pitiful performance, and they better. Those coaches better take that as an example that you cannot sleep on anybody. And this bravado that we're all throwing around like we've done something. And the national media is not
they're
helping.
They're part of it. No, they're part of it.
We had Brandon Marcello on
complicit
Friday.
In it, right?
Yeah, saying, oh, yeah, I love what I see from Kentucky. I'll pick them second in the East. I mean, everyone's buying into this. And it's like, no, you have to go in to think every single game we have to prove something. They went in with nothing to prove. They just went, yeah, they just.
Man, it wasn't even.
I'm going to stop for a cussing. I'm so mad about that game. Andy, I'm heated. That game pissed me off more than any game in the Stoops era outside the Missouri game last year. Like, I'm seriously mad about that.
Wow, look at you. He's mad. He is upset right now.
I mean, well, he should be.
Hearing that from Liam Cohen is like, what are you doing?
Well, hey, we got more. What's the second one? What's the lead in for the second one?
That balance, like I talked about. You know, last week the run game fed everything. And then this week we just. You know, we just didn't play very well. We didn't practice great yesterday. You know, today was a direct, in my opinion, was a very similar to reflection to how we practiced yesterday. And, you know, I didn't call a good game. I don't think we had a great plan with some of the things, specifically in the run game. And they did, to credit them, they did some good things to combat us. And, you know, it just, I didn't call a great game. And got us off balance in some ways. I got greedy in a few play calls, trying to take too much off, trying to bite too much off, and unfortunately, it kept them in the ball.
Give me one. Do you have one more? Ooh. Oh, do you have one more? You're getting round daddy upset.
Yeah.
If you're a quarterback and you hear me call a deep shot play, well, you're thinking the shot. And that's more on me than it is on those guys. And, you know, for instance, we hit the third down play to Wandell on the sideline down the right side, and then we throw the pick next play. But I call – well, Wandell just ran a 20-yard route. He's a little gassed. And then I run him on a deep play again. I mean, that's just so dumb. You know, that's just dumb on my part. I should run the ball, be patient. And I thought I put our guys in some bad situations. And as a play caller, I got to be careful what I call because sometimes shot called means shot taken. But that's not always the case. Shot called does not always mean shot taken. Let's take what the defense gives us and check it down or run, what have you. But I put our guys in some bad spots.
I'm glad he's owning up to it. I'm glad he's admitting it. He's exactly right. At least he's not hiding from it or blaming other people.
He won't say anything bad about Cohen.
I just crushed him
you're
for not having
him grace.
No, I'm not. I just crushed him for him not having his team prepared. But at least he's not, well, I'll blame it on this or I'll blame it on other people or blah, blah.
You crushed Stoops for not having the team prepared.
And I crushed Lee.
What do you mean you're giving him credit for manning up to it? Like, everyone knows. Like, I mean, manning up to it, it's obvious.
But there's plenty of coaches out there that wouldn't do that.
Can I ask you guys something?
Plenty of coaches that wouldn't do that.
437-9680. What are the conversations like this week with Stoops and Liam Cohen?
Run the damn ball. We're doing this my way now.
Right. Here we go.
We're going back to the Eddie Grant offense.
Right. We're
going to
run the damn ball with the one running back that we have, not two. Run.
They've got more than one running back.
Then where are they?
I mean, on the team, they do. They probably have seven of them or six of them.
Yeah,
I don't know who's currently in trouble with the Lexington PD or not. Okay?
But no,
You're nervous.
I'm not nervous.
You don't like you understand what's going on here.
I understand.
You're not in love with this team.
I think the team's going to be fine. I'm glad it happened against Chattanooga and not against South Carolina.
Here's what happened.
They get the wake-up call Saturday.
Here's what
happened. And then they can go. I still think the team's going to be fine.
Strebel falls in love easy. Strebel fell in love and had some alone time with Kentucky football.
Yeah.
Is the best way for me to say it. And they thought they were in love, and then the more they hung out, they realized they weren't in love.
I'm not to that point yet.
And that's what's happening with you, Strebel.
That's
week
not
number one,
at all.
You were in love. Week number
no,
two,
you're so off base.
Well, you know, yeah, she stood me up, but you know, so you know, her aunt was in town or something like that. Then week three, and now you're right there.
No,
you're
I'm
a 7-0 lead by South Carolina from full panic. I see
not,
it.
I've not been there.
I've been there.
Look, I know
I've been there.
I'm not. Unless they lose to South Carolina, then I will be. I don't
Shane
think
Beamer.
That'll happen.
Beamer ball, baby.
They still are going to beat South Carolina on Saturday. They're not going to beat
Carolina's
Florida.
South Carolina's going to be popping helmets on
Saturday.
They're
not going to beat Florida. They're not going to beat Georgia. I never had them winning those games anyway. But I'm not in full panic mode, because again, I'm glad it happened against Chattanooga and not against South Carolina or Missouri.
You better be,
because I've seen them prepare and actually beat teams and look good at times. I have, but you're right. The turnovers are an issue and the defense is an issue. I'm not running away from that, but I'm not like ready to abandon ship or like Louisville fans did after two games. I'm not doing that. I still think they have very good players. I still think they have good coaches. I think they will win like 7-8 games, and that's what I said before the season.
You don't trust Liam Cohen anymore.
I do trust Liam Cohen.
Do you?
No. Yes. Liam Cohen's the only guy he trusts.
Yes, I do trust.
He doesn't trust
Cohen.
Anyone else other than
you're
Cohen.
Giving him grace.
He doesn't trust.
You're
Levis.
Giving him grace.
Okay, if I screwed up, and I came in and I acted like
I was actually like,
you know what? It was Ince's fault, or I tried to push it on somebody else.
Right.
But if I tried to push it on somebody else, you'd be like, "Damn, Strebel's a coward. He's not owning his mistake." But if I made a mistake and I came into you as like, "Andy, I bleeped up. I apologize. I'll do better next time." What would you think about me then? You'd be like, "You know what? Since you owned your mistake and you apologized, you're gonna do better next time." You would probably give me grace. Right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing with Liam Cohen.
That's where we are. It's the bare minimum.
It's not the bare minimum.
I took care of my kids. Were you supposed to?
Not the bare minimum. There's still things to pick apart about that game. But the fact that he realizes his mistake, other coaches like Eddie Graham's like, "No, this is fine. I'm not changing anything.
That's the other
this
thing. And I hate to do it, but I mean, listen, I think, and I hate to do this for Eddie Graham.
Yeah.
Eddie Graham cursed you.
He did.
I want you to like you
his
believe,
appearance
you believe,
again.
You believe in demons.
I do believe in demons.
Okay,
and ghosts.
So if someone gets stabbed, if I stabbed you in your heart, your ghost would haunt this room. That someone else would buy this house, and they would have like a bedroom in here, a baby's room, and they'd be like, "There's
a fat ghost.
There's a fat ghost
complaining about his lap band.
Yeah, who has a tight shirt, who is leering over the crib." Like, that's the conversation. You understand that?
Eddie Graham is back,
and they can't do a GD thing on offense.
You know,
tell me I'm wrong.
You're not wrong.
Like, if Bobby Petrino came back to Louisville.
As an analyst.
Like, yeah. Marshawn Ford would have no memory of where any of the offices are. Like, Bobby would come back, and Marshawn Ford would not know where the head coaching office is.
Yeah.
Because that's Bobby Petrino.
Yeah.
It's the spirit. You understand?
Which and I met Marshawn Ford on Saturday.
There you go.
He was nice. Super nice guy.
Sure. I mean,
I talked to him.
Nice.
I did. I had my Kentucky garb on.
Well, I'm sure you did.
Yeah,
I know. It's game day.
And I was like,
it's cat day, Jack. Time for
it's catter day.
It's catter day.
Yeah, he was
time for the cats to play.
He stayed in the hallway, and I was like, "Hey, it's like good game last night." He's like, "Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that."
You didn't throw my nails down?
I didn't throw my nails down.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that cowardly? I don't know.
Why? I didn't want to throw nails down at him.
Texas says Eddie Graham on the sidelines had Cohen shook. I agree. Listen, you guys don't think I'm buying into this.
Maybe he.
I'm
like,
buying
Cohen
into
was
it.
Like, since this guy's back, I've got to prove how much I can throw, and
listen,
then it works.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Eddie Graham sitting in on the offensive play calling meetings this week, isn't he?
did the ghost of Eddie Graham affect Liam Cohen?
It might have. He saw him, and he's like, I got to throw it. Eddie Graham's back. He's got Stoops' ear.
Well, here's the thing.
Tell Liam Cohen to run
I feel
ball.
Like if this were Philadelphia, this is where you guys would go. But didn't Liam Cohen and his girl just have a baby?
They did just
he's
have a baby.
He's too worried about family. This is why you have kids in the offseason. 267-9680.
Who is the baseball player that left during the playoffs? God, it was like 3 years ago.
Jack should know that.
Who was it, Jackie? His wife had a baby, and he just like left the play. Like TV and radio media crushed him.
I'm trying to remember who it was. I know who you're talking about, but I'm blanking on who it is.
Yeah,
Daniel Murphy.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
I could. I mean, no
crushed.
Offense. I could have said anything.
You could have said any name. Strebel, like,
you
yeah.
Known. If Green
said A-Rod.
By the way, the bottom line of ESPN says that Michael Penix is going to be okay to play Saturday.
Yeah.
There
how about
you go,
this?
Jack.
Go
yep.
To
he's
hell.
Healthy. Alan said he's still the quarterback.
How about that? Go to hell.
I didn't bring it up. That.
Texas says, is Eddie Graham extorting Stoops? Texas says, Graham's not allowed on the sideline. No, but his demon is.
Yeah, his spirit is.
His spirit is.
He's floating around.
My God, do we have to explain this again? Again, if I stab Strebel in the heart where he died, is where his ghost would be for eternity.
Yeah, stuck
okay?
Here.
Eddie Graham's football soul died. Okay,
it's resurrected.
With three completions, okay? It died at Kroger Field.
Yeah.
And it's haunting Liam Cohen now that it was not an active demon, but now it is. It has been activated.
Oh, by the
way.
What's
so difficult with this?
All the BBNs, like, the Terry Wilson fans in BBN.
I mean, who's that?
Ents.
There's a few people like, look at Terry Wilson's stats and how great they are.
He's in New Mexico State.
Yeah, he played a bad game.
That's like when Puma Saturday. Pass put up like 290 in a game in FCS. I'm like, he should be.
Yeah.
He's in the FCS.
Against Texas A&M on a Saturday, he was 10 of 23 for 33 yards.
Yeah.
No touchdowns, a pick, and got sacked four times.
So he saw him
play. And had nine rushes for negative 14 yards.
Yes.
Texter just simply says, I work with Marshawn Ford's mom. Thank you for listening. Thank you for that. I don't know what to do with that.
He's a nice guy.
There you go.
Yeah. He was in there doing a little
by the way, Vince
work with process.
Yeah, Vince Merrill talking after the game. Oh, I got to find that. I mean, honestly, BBM embarrassed themselves. Here's Vince Merrill.
Oh, no.
You saw this, right?
I refresh my memory. Yeah,
Justin Rowland, he retweeted Justin Rowland. You haven't seen this?
No, I didn't see this.
Oh, goodness.
I don't know how I didn't see this, but yeah.
So Justin Rowland tweeted out, really an awful performance by Kentucky, and they're entirely fortunate to survive, but looks like they just came in with the wrong mindset and Chattanooga played like it was their Super Bowl. Now, half of that is good analysis.
The other half
is diarrhea.
Yeah.
Jack, that is what you call diarrhea at the end.
Diarrhea of Twitter.
Write that in your – that's what you learned today at work. When your parents ask, what did you learn at school today, Jack? Jack, that's diarrhea.
It's diarrhea. I'll just tell them diarrhea and give them absolutely no context.
Yes. You learned what Twitter diarrhea – the beginning was good.
It was good.
I commend it. Here's what Vince Merrill said. You really didn't see this?
I didn't see this, no.
That's weird. I don't know what's going on with you.
I don't know why I didn't see
it. He said this.
Mm-hmm. That was a lie.
You guys are crazy. When we came here in 13 or 14, we lose that game. We 3-0 on to South Carolina. Go Big Blue.
Come on, Vince.
It's embarrassing.
I'm embarrassed by that. When we came, I mean, enough when we came here.
Yeah.
That's in the past. That's a decade
ago. You're talking about things that are eight years ago, nine years ago.
Stop with when we came here. That's enough. Vince Merrill, I know you're listening. Enough of when we came here. You're here now. You've been here for almost a decade. I don't want to hear about when we came here anymore. I want to know about Kentucky football right now. I want to know why you sucked Saturday right now. I don't care what
tight ends have, what, like six catches on the air, seven?
I wouldn't care. I don't care what Jalen Withrow would have done against this team or Maxwell Smith. I don't care. I care about what Will Levis did against this team. I'm getting irritated by the Kentucky football coaches, Andy. They're irritating me. They're irritating me, and it's driving me nuts with stuff like that. That's why your team looked like crap.
South Carolina's coming for you. Was it five plus five?
Five and a half.
Five and a half?
Five and a half.
Give me that five and a half.
Are you really going to do it?
I think so, man.
Okay. I don't think
very much of Kentucky.
I think they come out playing like they did against Missouri. They play better. They're more physical.
Well, win by seven?
And,
okay.
So they're going to fumble twice in the end zone again?
And they win by seven.
Get picked off.
You got to get shredded on defense by a grad assistant quarterback?
Probably, but they're going to win the football game. And then they're going to get beat by, again, they're going to get beat by Florida. LSU's a complete toss-up right now. And they're going to get tragically dragged by Georgia.
Texas says, wait till UK fans see Joey Gatewood light it up in Orlando while Stoops brings the offense back to Amish.
I don't think he's going to light it up.
I don't think anything of Joey Gatewood.
They trotted him out for a couple plays. They ran the football. And he fumbled it.
They should have ran the football at the end of the game. They maybe would have won.
Yeah, they probably would have.
Slant in the middle of four people.
Yeah, he bounced it off of him.
Texas says, do UK fans have to scan their own concession food at Kroger Field? Well, that'd be faster.
Yeah, it would.
Texas says, did Eddie Grant pull a Dino to get back at the staff?
I honestly think that he just was not hireable, and Stoops had to fire Berowitz, and he just called the next guy on his phone. That's what I think happened. I don't think he's been.
And you don't see any issues with that?
Yeah, of course I do. I just said I did. Yes. I don't want Eddie Grant around. Go away.
Wow. Write a blog on it.
Get out of Liam Cohen's head.
Write a blog. We'll send you this audio.
Okay.
This is the segment. that there's a demon on the field, and I want that to be on a sea of blue. Come on.
Can we get the sheriff to do an investigation on the...
Yeah, what's Blank doing?
Blank's happier the demon than anybody. I saw that picture. There's a picture of him.
Did Blank go to Louisville Live? He did, didn't he?
Of course he did.
He was there. I saw the pictures on Instagram.
HBL was there.
Was she? Oh, yeah, I did see. She was there, yeah. Making more money than everybody there.
All of them.
Making more money than the horses.
Was Sidney Curry there, Jack? What did Sidney Curry do? I'm asking that in all seriousness. Does anyone know what Sidney Curry did at Louisville?
I don't know.
I just know that Montrezl Harrell was there, and he took pictures with fans.
Trezel.
And that L. Ellis won the dunk contest.
There you go.
Which they wanted to shove L. Ellis out of the way for Mason Faulkner. Now he's back. They were benching him. Now he's the greatest dunker of all time.
Who's in the car? Montrezl. He gets out, takes pictures with us, signed my boy's gloves, and, I mean, it just made my day. I actually told Montrezl I loved him.
Oh,
I love
a little
that.
Love for Montrezl. There you go.
Would you tell Montrezl Harrell you loved him?
I loved him.
Who would you guys tell that to? Do you have an athlete that you would tell that to? Do you have an athlete that you would tell that to? Or a coach?
Well, you know what coach I tell I love.
Cal. Well, besides Cal. Really?
Cal. Yeah, I tell Cal I love him. See him at Anthony Davis' wedding? He's looking good. He's looking good.
Does Cal go to those places without Ellen?
I think he does, yeah.
What do you think about that?
I mean, Ellen seems like a homebody. Like, she doesn't like to get out too much, which I can totally relate to. So, yeah, I get it. Like, I don't think...
If we reverse it in your marriage,
yeah,
and your wife got invited, you guys got invited to a wedding, your wife wanted to go and you didn't want to go, would you be okay if she took someone with her?
Like who?
If the someone was a man?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
Okay.
But she wouldn't do that, but no, I would not be happy. I would go if I didn't want to go to the wedding.
Jack, did you guys talk to any women at all the weekend? Any?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, good.
You know what? That's all that I needed.
That's all that I needed.
Yes. Good. There you go.
An upset.
Successful weekend.
Well, it's not an upset. Well,
that's a little bit of
a little bit of an upset. Yeah.
Yeah. Because wherever he was, there are going to be women around.
Yes.
So all you got to do is like say hello.
Yeah, it's IU. IU, I think, has, what, 60% female to male?
Something
colleges
like that.
Are more female to male anyway.
Right.
Yeah. I had a friend that was friends with Alex Bozich in college.
How about that?
And he went up to a couple of IU parties.
It's like he's always talking about Antoine Randall L.
Right.
I got your head a thing for Alan Henderson.
Jared Jeffries?
Bailey.
He went to some Bloomington parties, and he absolutely loved it. Loved Bloomington.
Oh, yeah.
Texas says Strebel told Lynn Bone that he loved him.
I don't think I did.
Texter, who would Jack tell he loves? Yeah, who would you, what athlete-wise, Indiana's been so bad for years.
Yeah, I feel like Tom Crean would be the one for the brand, I would have to say.
Jack!
Don't say that.
I mean, I do have a nickname after him.
But you need to leave
him
alone.
I mean on the baseball side, here's the issue with all the people like I've loved. They either turned out to not be very good, or they're like stuck in scandals. So, like, Tom Crean.
Patino.
Yeah, Patino. Right. Patino would definitely be the one, but I mean, like, I don't know if I can tell on the baseball side. Yeah, Sammy Sosa. I don't know if I can say that.
You can say it.
Patino would probably be one
there
I would say.
Yeah, I'll say you love Patino.
I do love Patino. I
Texas
can't
says, what if it was the doctor?
Well, what do you think?
Well, here's the question that I was going to have. What if you stayed home and she took a male friend?
No, that would...
Okay.
No.
Okay. Okay.
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
I would be unhappy and there would be friction. But she wouldn't do that anyway, so.
There would be friction.
If she came home and was like, I'm taking this guy I work with, I would be, it would not be good. I'd be very upset.
Ends text in, IU 1-41 in their last 42 versus top 10, LOL.
Yeah, how many wins does Kentucky have in the last 42 games against top 10? I bet you it's not many more.
I mean, that's why you shouldn't take shots like that, Ents.
I mean, come on, Ents. You're Kentucky freaking football. It's not like you're all that much better. I mean, I'd say one thing like you're an Ohio State fan or someone that's worth a damn, but it's Kentucky freaking football. Y'all barely showed to be freaking Chattanooga, man. Get the bleep out of here, Ents. Keep losing more bets.
Whoa!
Hey, whoa.
Man, I don't know if I heard this right because it was You know, I'm not going to say it on the air. What? I'm not going to say it on the air. Well, I need to check with Ince if it's true.
Oh, what? With Ince?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
You want me to write it down for you?
Yeah, write down for me. I'm curious about this.
You ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready. I mean, ready for that. Whoa!
How about that?
We do need to ask him about that.
We need to dive into that.
Somebody said they didn't cover Big Rig Moral Victory Saturdays, so they didn't come close to covering.
Oh, no.
And it's
no,
somebody, I mean, and it's somebody who took UK minus the 32.5.
And this but is you know not a moral did, victory.
But you know who did cover? Cincinnati. Pay me.
But you lost the under
I lost
bet.
The under, but...
Yeah,
but
don't sit here and start bragging well, about no, your no, bets no. where you just told you lost one and you lost another one.
No. That's right there. That,
well,
no,
he did because he was like, I'm going to lose the under. And he's bragging about he's like, He's bragging about
winning the Cincinnati bet. A bet that I also had. And then he goes, in the same breath, right after he said he bet Kentucky minus 32.5 on a game they won by 5, said he also had the under.
Have you guys heard?
But yeah, let's just applaud him for having Cincinnati minus really 3.5.
Yeah. No one had that.
I think we found Jack's, like, what gets him riled up.
His
I think
sweet
we finally
spot.
Found it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. All the producers beef. 100%.
Oh, yeah.
All
yep.
the producers beef.
Yeah.
With Jason Entz. 437-9680. Have you heard the Vikings radio
yeah,
call
I did.
Yet?
I saw it on Twitter.
You saw it on Twitter?
Yes.
The Vikings missed a game-winning field goal. Here's what it sounded like. We'll do that after the break. How does that sound?
Let's do it.
437-9680. We'll do that. We'll keep all the Kentucky and Louisville conversation. We'll get into Jack's big weekend. We got some sound. We're loaded. Got you to 6 o'clock on ESPN 680.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
CardNation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Texas says, does Strieble wear Dickies to the studio?
No, I don't own a pair of Dickies.
And James Strieble.
No, there's nothing wrong with Dickies. I just don't have any Dickies. Save that. Yes. There you go. That's it. Just, the pants, the shorts.
It's just
not that. Yeah.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, we got tons going on. Louisville FSU pre- and post-game coverage right here on ESPN Louisville. You'll like this. Your boy Patty Ice and Taylor Lynch pregame show, Miller Lite pregame,
yeah.
Going to be hanging out Khalil's on Dixie.
Oh, I'm very familiar with that spot.
There you go.
Absolutely.
You should go out there. They'll say, what's up, Strieble?
I'll be at Louder Than Life.
Is that next weekend?
It's this weekend.
It's this weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, Louder Than Life's this weekend.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
I'm going Friday and Sunday.
Well, are you off Friday then?
No, I'm just going to go in the evening.
Who's in the evening? I have no idea.
Just Metallica. That's the only reason I'm going.
Is that it?
Yeah. I just want to see Metallica that night and then Sunday.
Who's going? You and your wife?
No, my friend Robert.
Robert?
Yes, my friend Robert and I are going out there. So, yeah. So, I'm going. That's what I'm doing Friday after the show. So, I'm excited about that.
I was told this during the break.
Uh-oh.
Super secret text.
Okay.
That Ence is not happy with you, Jason Ence.
What'd I do?
He said he did not like who you picked for defensive player of the game on the post game.
Oh,
that's what
I'm
being
pick?
Told.
I think Valentine. He had 11 tackles, and I seriously just looked and said he's got 11 tackles.
Well, he doesn't like it. Just so you know.
No, well, I mean that's fine. He didn't have
no,
to like
well,
it.
No, there you go. Well, he doesn't like it.
It's my decision.
Okay,
it's
well
my
there
choice.
It is. You're pulling rank. Reminder: we do have Monday Night Football tonight. Lions Packers 7:30 on all stations. 680, 105.7, 93.9. The Ville. You guys will have everyone covered for the Kentucky South Carolina game. It should be a noon game, but it's not. That's a whole different discussion that we can get into as we go as well. Okay. Do we have the Vikings kick?
Yes, we do.
Oh,
okay.
Yes.
So you have heard this. Jack has now heard this.
Yeah.
They lined up for what? It was like a 37-yard field goal.
Yeah.
If even that.
To win the game?
To win the game. Down one. They
against
matriculated.
The
yeah. No, this was a you don't want to go 0-2 in the NFL. 1-1. Your odds are just astronomically different being 1-1, as silly as that sounds. Plus,
yeah.
You just want to win a bleeping game.
And the Cardinals are good.
And, yeah, they have a rookie kicker, though. They have a rookie kicker. He shanked it. But the radio team, and this radio team is great. Okay? In fact, Jack, here's what we should do after this. We should YouTube their call when Favre threw the pick in New Orleans.
Oh, the playoffs?
In the playoffs. Yes. Dude, they're like, you NFC can't throw that. You can't throw that. Like, they were pissed.
They're animals.
And no, they're great. Yeah. This is what local NFL football should sound like. So here you go.
High snap, put down. Joseph, come on! It is gone! No, he missed it.
Good.
Are you kidding me? He missed it right.
He missed it right.
Oh, my heavens.
Oh, my.
He missed it right.
What a gut punch to a team. Ball that play after play toward the end fought its way back. Oh,
missed it by like a foot. And just, oh, my God.
But I want to hear that it's good. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
That's Louisville. We lost. No, we won.
High snap. Put down. Joseph, come on. It is gone. No, he
missed
it.
It's no good.
It is gone. No, he missed it.
It's no good.
Are you kidding me? He missed it.
You know what would have been a great if they called the watch shot off, like an offensive foul.
Oh, Andy.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's the reverse watch shot.
It is. If he missed
Watford hit it and everyone goes insane and then they clear everyone off.
It would quite literally be the miracle in the bluegrass, but basketball.
It would have been a legal screen against Oladipo.
A
legal screen across the floor 35 feet from the basket. They call it.
They would have rioted. Bloomington would have rioted. It would Assembly Hall would have exploded.
Well, they did riot.
Well, they did, but even worse.
They rioted anyway.
It would have been worse.
Like Al never will go back.
Yeah, Darius Miller almost got trampled.
An IG model got told she sucks, and we're never going back, Jack. You know what? Should Kentucky and Indiana play in basketball?
Yes.
267-9680.
Tag Dick Vitale.
Should I actually tag Dick Vitale?
No.
Oh, he retweeted and began publicity.
He would retweet.
How sad is that? How sad is that sound? God, he missed it. He missed it.
I do applaud their enthusiasm because you're right. Like some NFL.
That's how it should sound.
Yeah, because some of it's like it's bland. It's just like he missed it. Next week.
I think I disagree with you. I think the NFL, you get more of that. In college, you don't get much of that. In college, a lot of times you get older. If someone gets that job and has that job,
they hang on to it
for 30 years plus. Is how I view it.
That's a good
right.
Yeah, that's
not that there's anything wrong with it, but they're a little bit more reserved.
No, I could.
Now Paul Rogers wasn't the other night, and Tom Leach. But I'm saying those guys yell like that
all
the time. There's a bunch of people that don't like me on the radio for a myriad of reasons.
Right.
But I say I scream too much.
Yeah. Oh, really? I like the screaming.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Well,
I'm.
I like the screaming on the broadcast because you're right. It because the normal fan is not listening to that and going, oh, he missed it wide right. What a shame. I mean, the normal fans are going nuts like those guys. Like, they're a representation of the fan base, and that's why I like it.
Texas says, what is the watch shot? Texas says, CNN has just said Luke Hancock. I guess mark that at 442. We can go back and
plural?
See exactly what happened there.
Or like possessive.
Texas says, does player of the game get a V-Show prize pack?
Yes, they get a Reds bobblehead.
Texter sent in what Michael Bennett tweeted out a couple days ago.
Yeah.
You want me to read that?
He's trying to manufacture a beef.
He's taking a shot at Matty Banks.
He is.
He says, I wish there was a post-game show where the host actually attended the game in person, asked questions in the media conference, and didn't constantly promote his business. It's a novel concept, I know.
I mean, dude, what are you doing?
Jack, I'm trying to think.
Why would you do that?
Out of all of the beefs that there could be, if this one I care about the least.
Oh, it's stupid. Because it really is. All it is like one person trying to keep his name in someone else's mouth.
Texas says Duke's going to whip that Kentucky ass this season.
Oh, no, they're not.
Are you going to bend the knee to Shire today?
I'm not bending the knee to Shire.
At 6 o'clock, we're playing the commitment.
That's fine.
You can sit right there. You have nothing to do tonight?
Well, I do. I got my wife's working. I got to get home.
Oh, there it is. And we can't check him on it. So
no,
there it is.
Jack,
we
really,
can't check
really
him
is.
On it.
She really, really is. She worked last night. She was off. She's off Friday and Saturday, but she's working tonight. Last night, tonight, tomorrow night. For three days in a this week. Then she's off the rest of the week.
Oh, so she's going to be off another weekend? What a terrible weekend
for you. I had
a
great weekend.
You love the weekends where she's working.
Well.
You get to be you.
This weekend was...
Was a great weekend?
Was a great weekend.
What, are you bragging on your kids? What happened?
No, it was just a good
weekend. What happened this weekend?
I mean, it was just nice. It was a,
what do you mean it was nice? What happened this weekend?
I just had... The Louisville game was fun. I got
taken. Oh, we know the Louisville game didn't make you happy.
That's BS. I don't need this from you. It was a good game.
I got to do a little post-game show. You know, I just had a good weekend. Just had a good weekend. I enjoyed it. It was a good weekend. I like when my wife's around. It was fun. She doesn't care. She knows what I do. Listen, everyone understand this. She knows how the weekends operate with me. She just leaves me alone. She just lets me do my thing.
Texas says, who do you think will replace Paul Rogers? Is it going to be Jody or Dalton? Both of them.
They're going to tag team that job.
Yes. Yes.
I would love that. You know?
Jack, he didn't. See, I don't. What do I do here? Do I pressure point him a little bit more? Because you said you had a great weekend.
I did.
You did a post-game show with Jason Enns.
Yeah.
And...
It's just a fun weekend.
I know, but you watch Louisville win on Friday. Like that wasn't what made the weekend good for you.
It was still
fun. What was it? The kids had baseball. I mean, is there something else?
Kellen didn't even play in his football game.
Yeah, what's going on? Something's going. You're hiding something.
I'm not hiding anything.
100% you are.
I just had a good weekend. The Louisville game was. Listen to the post game show. Was funny hearing all these fraud fans get on the air with Ennis and profess their love for Satterfield. Which a week earlier they're saying they hate him, they want him to leave. That was hilarious to me.
Okay.
I'm sitting there listening to that, laughing my butt off.
Okay.
On my deck with my
heels up, guns down.
I mean,
wait.
It's great.
How many drinks has that voice had? Play that again, Jack.
Heels up, guns down.
It's great. That was all of them.
I want that. You know what? If that guy ever calls in the Maben show, I want you to get his number.
So we can call him.
I want that guy to do the imaging for the show.
For our show.
For the show. Do you want
Andy Sweeney.
Yeah. That's exactly what I need.
Guns down.
That guy right there, that's the guy we need.
Yeah, absolutely.
L's up, guns down guy is the guy that we need. What did you and your wife just say? What did you guys do? Just end the story.
That's all we did.
Just end the story.
And then we White had a tournament. They won the state AQ tournament.
Right, I saw that.
Kentucky. And yeah, that was, you know, it's a weekend. We had a good weekend. It was a nice weekend.
Again, if you were in poker, you would just be showing me your cards
I would.
Yes, just say what the heck happened.
Just
move on to the rest of the show.
Just confirm it so we can move on.
It likely happened, so there we go.
There you go.
It likely happens. That wasn't the only reason.
Did you watch the Browns on Sunday?
No, I was at baseball.
Oh, Dad, yeah, shocker. Missed that one.
I was in E-Town.
Oh, man, they're playing the games on Sunday for these kids? Goodness.
Well, Saturday was pool play. I missed those games
because
I was doing the post-game show. So I wanted to get up there for the actual tournament, and it was awesome. They scored 72 runs and only allowed 19.
Great.
Yeah, they were awesome. Really, White had three home runs on Saturday.
Do you feel like you're embarrassing the other families by gloating about your son?
I don't
know them.
Facebook? They don't know me.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
I'm not on Facebook. It was only on Instagram.
Okay. What else did you do on Instagram over there?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Okay.
Really.
Okay. By the
way, that was a lie.
Perrin Johnson has tweeted today, I think I'm going to make spaghetti and meatballs from scratch tonight. So thank you, Perrin, for that. Did you see the Browns fans get into a fight?
Yes, the fisticuffs outside
did
the stadium.
Did you see that? Oh, you got to check. Jack, did you see that?
No, I haven't seen this.
Oh, my goodness.
They squared
it's
up
great.
And everything.
Dude, there's these guys fight for like 2 minutes. Well, they fight, and then other guys barge in, and then everyone just starts fighting.
Yeah.
And there's just a guy videoing it, and one time, like 40 seconds in, he turns the video around, and he's just smoking weed. He's just smoking the joint.
NFL stadium,
just standing
man.
There. And I'm like, This is why people don't want to go to NFL games.
No, that's why you don't take your family.
Dude's boxing. And the thing is, they're boxing like 10 a.m.
Yeah, because that was a 1 o'clock game.
Yeah, these guys are boxing like early in the morning. Yes. Like, I could see if it's a, you know, it's a game. You know, it's Florida and Kentucky at 7 o'clock on ESPN.
And you've had all day to tailgate.
And people have been tailgating since, you know, 2, 3 o'clock in the heat. And, you know, someone might swing on somebody. It is what it is.
It's a mess.
These guys are beefing at 10 a.m.
Yeah, I saw.
My goodness.
There was almost a brawl at one of the Kentucky games I was at years ago because it was this drunk frat guy. And they're like walking up, and there's this girl that was in front of him. I guess she was his girlfriend or something. And she's wearing like one of those backpack purses.
Right.
And he was like, wah, 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 wah. Like, she was like, no, leave me alone. Don't talk to me. And he like grabbed her backpack, and, like pulled her back.
Oh, boy.
Like six guys just rushed over there and grabbed him. And like I was ready for the brawl to happen. Eventually, he backed up, oh, let me go, bro. I didn't do anything. It's my girlfriend. But it looked like stuff was about to go down. I was like, it was a game like that. It was like a 6 o'clock game. I forgot who they were playing. 6, 7 o'clock game. And it was about to be a
mess. What would you do if you're at a Browns game with Kellen and that broke out? What would you do? Would you say, son, watch this?
Like, this is how you don't want to behave.
These are people from Cleveland.
Yeah.
This is Ohio.
Exactly. It's a learning moment.
The sky's always gray.
It's a teaching moment.
It's a teaching moment.
For Kellen. Like,
how about that?
That's why you don't want to live in Cleveland.
No.
These are the people that you'd come into contact with.
John Shire is getting it done in 1 hour. We will play Derek Lively's commitment to Duke. And as he continues to be a shining young coach in the college game.
He hasn't coached a game. He has not coached a game. He's not done anything. Again, he's getting the kisses from Kay out the door.
Okay.
He's Penny 2.0.
You're going to bend the knee.
I'm not bending
the knee
to him.
You have 1 hour. You have 1 hour.
Is this the first time that John Shire has ever been compared to Penny Hardaway in his life?
Yeah, because he's unproven. He gets dudes based on – not even – here, Penny's actually better than him because he's getting dudes on Kay's reputation. Penny's at least getting dudes on his own accolades and his own reputation. John Shire was a whatever player for Duke. Nobody remembers any games he ever played in.
He won a national title.
People, all the John Shire moments?
I'm not going to say he's great, but I mean, the dude won a national title and played in an iconic game with the Gordon Hayward shot.
It was all what?
John Shire was like the leaders of the team.
No one cares about John Shire.
I do.
Cheer for Duke.
John Shire is a beast.
Nobody cares about. No, he's not.
He's cleaning up. He's going to have a.
Because of Coach K. Once Coach K leaves and he goes out and he can't coach, he's never coached a damn basketball game in his life, then everyone says, oh, crap, this guy's a bum, and they quit going to him. He's getting all the kisses from K on the way out. That's fine. Do it. Keep doing it when you're losing basketball games and Daddy K's not around to funnel players your way. You don't think K's built relationships with these guys before John Shire showed up?
I think Kay wants nothing to do with recruiting. That's part of the reason why he's retired.
That is a lie. You don't think he wants to leave his boy Shire in a good spot? You don't think he's talking to any of
these recruits?
This is the
class that he's taking over. Like, they know Coach K's gone.
And you don't
they know
think
he's
Kay,
gone. He's,
and you don't think Kay
still
is
be
talking
around.
To them at all? You don't think Kay's
well,
like
no,
helping him out?
Still going to be around.
Is he coaching? Is he the head coach?
I think he's a shadow coach.
Oh, he's a shadow coach.
I think he's a shadow
coach.
Oh,
he's a shadow coach. I'm not
I do.
Shire
like Eddie Grant's demon. Like Eddie Grant's demon.
It's Coach K's angel.
Yeah.
Which sounds incredibly weird.
Shire's angel.
Why do you hate Shire?
Because he doesn't do anything.
Shire because he battles Cal for recruits. That's why he hates Shire.
He's still not going to have the number one class in the country. He's going to get Bona. Which is fine. He'll get Bona probably in the next couple weeks. He's going to get Case and Wallace. And Shire's going to be like, oh, well, Coach K, help me get some more. Cal's still getting dudes. Help me get some more. K, don't go,
that's
baby.
What Cal
don't
says
gay, baby.
Chin
don't
Coleman.
Go, baby.
That's what he says.
And Jay Lucas and no longer
anywhere.
Coach O.
They're still there. They're not
What's
going
the difference
anywhere?
In Shire going to the ghost and demon of Coach K than you going to Chin Coleman in Orlando and Tito and Jay Lucas?
Because
it's the same thing.
Because they're still going to be there.
Coach
they're
K.
Not gonna,
he's not
You're
leaving
acting
his
like
office.
Coach K's dying.
Is there.
He's going to leave his office.
No, he's not. He's not leaving his office.
John Shire's getting the big office.
No, he's not. He has a different office. Coach
so
K's keeping his office at Duke, 100%.
He ain't
Agreed.
Coaching any games?
100%.
Okay, that's fine.
No, he's not coaching. Shadow coaching.
He's not
like
coaching.
Eddie Grant, shadow
and,
coach.
And Antigua and Chin aren't making any decisions in-game either.
Yeah.
Shire will be.
He'll be like all of them.
He's going to make all of them.
Shire's a beast.
He's not a beast.
He's a five-tool player.
Yes. He's not. No,
he brings everything to the table.
Nobody liked him as a college player.
Everyone
liked
him.
No one respects him as a coach. He's just done anything.
No one likes Cal.
Everybody likes Cal.
No, no. Everyone likes Cal.
They do now.
No, they don't.
Has John Shire ever had an ESPN, Cal's, anything made about him? When's John Shire had
the 30 for 30 was all about how everyone hated Cal.
Yeah.
That's what the 30 for 30 was. It's about Cal telling everyone how he's been unfairly treated. That's what the 30 for 30 was. That's what the entire documentary was.
It was not. Jack, you didn't even wait. You were too busy watching Tom Crean highlights. I don't want to hear anything from you about you. I love you. You just sit on these airways today. You would tell Tom Crean that you love him. You're done. I don't want to hear anything from you about John Calipari. Go sit in that bumhead stadium, watch IU lose, and tell Tom Crean you love him. I don't want to hear anything out of you anymore, Jack. Don't talk about John Calipari.
You're just Texas masking says, the truth, Strebel. That's all you're
Shire
doing.
Shire has something countless number of Cal players don't have, a ring.
A countless number of Cal's players. All those players that do have rings. What about that team? Cal doesn't have a ring, you bum. Does Cal not have a ring, you moron? Did it disappear? What a stupid text.
Texas says Cal's going to get a bona.
Yeah, he is.
Texas says Andy only likes Shire because he's a tall white guy.
He's not even that tall.
Diener did text me. Like, Diener, like, won't take white players in fantasy. So he didn't take Christian McCaffrey. Instead, he took Alvin Kamara. And, you know, McCaffrey's, you know, putting up, like, 40 points a week.
Kamara's
and
not.
He's like, and Diener texted me. He's like, you know, it's the, you know, Thielen had a touch. And he's like, it's all the guys I didn't want to draft. I'm like, you didn't draft McCaffrey. That's nothing to do with color. You draft McCaffrey.
He had a low score.
Texas says one ring, buddy.
Again, Shire, one ring, buddy. What does Chris Mack have? How many rings did your boy Mack got? Buddy. Has he ever been out to the NBA?
Dressed up.
Buddy.
He dressed up as Denny Crom. Do you see that? Louisville Live.
He did not see that.
They were chanting for the 59th ranked player in America. That's all I got to say about Louisville Live. Chanting. Chanting for the 59th
player. Oh, they
player.
Actually chanted.
Right. Yes.
Ugh, that's a mighty
We want Rodney. We want Rodney. Number 59. So, Louisville fans, butt out of the conversation. You ain't a part of it. You ain't Shire. You ain't Cal. You ain't Penny. You ain't Juwan Howard. You ain't Chris Beard. You're none of it. Go away. Shut up. No one wants to talk to you.
Let's take a break. I'm not going to do a DraftKings read here, Jack. Let's just do it next segment. He's got
Sorry,
me.
Sorry, guys.
Would you rather do a Hightower
read? No, right? No, this
we
got to
do
right
two
now.
Of them.
No, this is it. This whole rant.
We're running out of breaks to do them.
Of testosterone is presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic. 690-2800. HightowerMens.com. Strebel is the pulse wave therapy. They also have it there at the Hightower Men's Clinic. Do not live with ED or PD, all natural, non-invasive, FDA approved, HightowerMens.com. There you go.
Hey, all right.
The rant of the day.
That was a professional read
It was
there.
A professional
like
read.
That.
Short break, 5 o'clock hour coming up next.